This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
And it's time for the Motivation Fridays, as we do every Friday, especially during this period of COVID-19. All the things that can help you with mental wellness as well, and just being in a better space and trying to make sense of everything that's happening around you. And we today joined by Zahira Light Patudi, who's an industrial psychologist. And the conversation we're having this morning is around the impact of meditation and mindfulness in the workplace. So in the workplace, meditation and mindfulness. So we'll get Zahira to explain exactly what that means and how do you meditate in the workplace. Is it even possible to meditate in the workplace? And maybe you have tried it out. How has it worked for you? 061-987-000. You can also tweet at Elder and Simpia, hashtag Power Talk, and also tweet at PowerFM987. Zahira, good morning. It's been a while.
Yes, it's been a while. How are you? Aldrin, and also good morning to the listeners. How have you been during this lockdown?
I am good. It's been, I have to say though, that it has been an emotional roller coaster. I don't want to lie. At some, there were times where I felt like, and there were times where, like, actually, do you know what? Now I get to reflect on who Aldrin is and what Aldrin wants to achieve. So that's the short of it.
So it's moving between the impact from the outside,
yes,
which can actually create fear if you concentrate on it, into your inner world, which is really being fully present and being aware of your own thoughts and what is going on. And that is actually what meditation is all about.
Yeah, yeah. So, and let's get into that.
Yay. So I really like what you said in terms of, you know, oscillating between fear and also just taking control of your thought. And meditation really brings us to the present awareness and not, you know, being overtaken by our thoughts, our emotions, because that can actually get us into a state of anxiety and even depression, especially during times of lockdown, of COVID-19. So you asked a question. Can we do meditation in the workplace? Definitely. And, you know, meditation is becoming more and more popular, or mindful. Mindfulness is another branch of meditation. So there are different types of meditation. So so meditation is getting more and more into the workplace. In other countries, you find that it's even more and more into school. And scientists have become much more interested in the impact of meditation, because it's been shown that it's got positive impact in terms of our wellness, in terms of our mental state.
Okay. So before we go into the impact of meditation and mindfulness, let's just first start with the practicality of it in the workplace. And now you've mentioned in schools as well. I think I actually saw a story last year on Al Jazeera where they tried this out with school kids doing meditation. So the practicality of it in the workspace, where gapitizelo, how do I do it?
It's just, if you're doing it as an individual, because there are workplaces where they start to do it in groups. So if you're doing it as an individual, it just takes, you know, 15 to 20 minutes that you can do within your own space, or even outside if you don't have your own personal space. And you can integrate it during your breaks. And you can also choose a time that is suitable for you, you know, in the morning before you start work, or during lunch. And sometimes when we really try to help people to be much more productive, when you are in the middle of a complex project and you feel like your mind is getting stuck, you take breaks in between that, just to put a pause and just really quieten your mind and be in touch with your thoughts and your emotions, just to understand what is happening.
And how do I do that? Because, I mean, I want to get to the practicality of it, because I'd love to do it, but how do I do it?
Do you mean in terms of the actual practice?
The actual practice, yeah.
Meditation, it's a very simple practice. It's just, and maybe I'm contradicting myself. It comes across as if it's simple. And what makes it not to be simple is the fact that the normal human being, we are too busy in our mind. So just quietening the mind can be very, very difficult. So most of the people that start, and this is what I encourage, is that when you start to meditate, maybe do a guided meditation. So a guided meditation guides you in terms of how you quieten your mind, guides you in terms of, for example, how to start doing your body scan, if that's what you want to do. And it guides you around different types of meditation. And if you've got access to the internet, the website, there are a lot of guided meditation depending on what you want to do. As you get used to it, you are able to do your own meditation where you actually guide yourself. So there is a guided meditation, but there's also a silent meditation. So a silent meditation might be easier if you are already used to guided meditation. So you can just sit in silence and quieten your mind, you know. But also with the silent meditation, what helps is when you have the right music, meditation music that also, you know, guides you or helps you to be in the moment and not let your mind start wandering around.
Yeah. And the type of music that would be, what is it that we would be looking out for?
There are meditation music, and I don't know, what is the plural of music? The songs or whatever.
Yeah, music songs, yeah.
Music.
There are songs.
Oh, Lord. It's
locked out. I'll say it.
Let me explain that we've got different brain waves, okay? So when we are fully awake and we are engaging in complex cognitive things, or we are thinking, what is happening is that we have beta brain waves. So when we get into meditative stage, our brain waves tends to slow down, and we get into the alpha brain waves or the theta brain waves, which slows us down a bit. So there is music that can help you to get into those kind of brainwaves.
Okay, so I've asked Owen to get us a sample. I'd love you to listen to it. Tell us what you think. And then as this music is playing, practically, as the person who's meditating, what is it that you should be doing? Okay, so there's the music. Then so what happens?
You sit down. If you are sitting down, or you can lie down. I think the point is just for you to get into a relaxed state. Hello?
We are meditating here. We are meditating, and you are instructing us how to do this. So we are quiet. We're giving it all over to you.
No, the music went down a bit.
Okay,
so
let's
down.
Okay.
Yes, just sit down and relax. Your shoulders relax. Your feet must still relax. And you put your arms or your hands on top of your sides, and with your hands open. And being open, meaning you are positioning yourself to receive. And you start to breathe in. And you breathe out. And you breathe in. And you breathe out. So we can do a bit of a body scanning where you just be aware of your feet as they touch the ground, how they feel. And relax them more, and bring your attention to your knees, and be aware of the sensation around your knees and your legs. And then bring your attention to your hands as they touch your thighs or your legs. Bring your attention up to your shoulders and relax your shoulders. As you breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. And then you bring your attention to your head, specifically the top of your head, which is your crown chakra. And be aware of the sensation around the top of your head and your chakra. Breathe in and breathe out. And be aware of your presence, your own presence, as you feel your presence and your essence within your body. And breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. And I want to just suggest that during this moment, especially the moments that we're in right now, ask this one question. Who are you becoming right now? Or what are you becoming right now? The possibility that you are becoming, and just dwell on the feeling and the emotion of who you are becoming and the possibility that you are becoming. Breathe in, breathe out, and just be in silence for 1 minute as you really focus on who you are becoming and feel the emotion with intensity, the beautiful emotion of who you are becoming and the possibility that you are becoming. That's for 1 minute. As we get to close the meditation, just feel the gratitude, the thankfulness of this moment in terms of who you are becoming and the fact that there is so much possibility that are open for you as you allow yourself to be purposeful, to focus on you fulfilling your purpose and you becoming great, the great, greater, and serving a greater purpose. Just breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. And you can start opening your eyes and being aware of the environment that you're in. And yeah, we'll stop there.
Thank you. Thank you.
How did that feel?
It feels weird, I have to say.
How does it feel weird?
Because it's probably because you're not used to this feeling and you're not used to this particular space. And for me personally, what I'm struggling with a bit is how do you quiet your mind and just allow it to wallow?
You know, this was very short, and I think and I find that when you do meditation, there are people who just get into it, and there are people who are battling with quieting the mind. And so there are techniques, for example, a body scanning technique or a breathing technique can help you to quieten the mind. And the breathing technique is where you really get into either the fast breathe or the slow breathing. And in doing so, you start focusing on your breath and how it flows through your body. And once you do that over 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes, that starts to quieten your bitter ways, and that's how you start to quieten the mind. So it's not everybody who can actually get into the quieting of the mind. Sometimes it takes a different, and it starts with 2 minutes, then you start to increase it, you know. So but the breathing technique, you focus on the breath, and then the body scanning, you focus on, and I did a bit of that. But I think you start focusing on each and part of your body and how the sensation around it. The other one is just focusing on the outside, just being aware of, you know, the sounds that are there. And for the first time, you'll find that you hear even the birds that you really, really hear. So you become aware of each and every sound. So doing those type of techniques, it's really getting the mind to quieten down until you are wired in such a way that you can actually... So the idea of starting to practice meditation, it's not to be hung up on the actual meditation, but it's to get into a state of being meditative all the time. So, and when you're in a state of meditativeness all the time, it means you're able to hack any thoughts or any things that really trouble your mind. And you hack things that come from outside, and you're able to focus in the present moment in terms of what you are doing and what you are not choosing to do. So and also you all continuously feel like you're connected to, you know, the higher spiritual dimension all the time. And for me, that's the power of meditation, actually.
Is it possible to meditate when you have just experienced intense emotion or intense passion as well?
I think it is possible. It might not be easy for some people. Like, you know, I find it very easy. Because I've been meditating for a long time. But if your meditation muscle is very strong, it's very easy to, I mean, you look at it when you're feeling anxious, a lot of anxiety, you can turn that around in a minute by just getting into meditation.
Wow.
So that's when your meditation muscle is really, really powerful. Because it's really being able to oscillate between intensive emotion and just quietening that, or interjecting whatever that you really don't want to experience and meditate upon it.
Yeah.
And I mean, the power of meditation as well, when you talk about dealing with anxiety, it's really being able to get into inquiry. Observe your own thoughts, observe your own emotions, and really get into an inquiry, why am I experiencing this anxiety at this point in time? And getting to the answer of it so that you can move on.
Yeah.
So your self-inquiry, it becomes powerful, and it also increases your own self-awareness as well.
I know that we're speaking about work and meditating in the workspace, but for somebody right now, probably a couple who lives in a house where there are a lot of people around and just needs a moment to themselves to do exactly this, what would you advise them to do?
Morning, find a time. If you can just find a time that is very morning and evening, for me, they work very, very good, unless I really want meditation at any point of the day. Finding a space. So if you have a private bedroom, that's the best place to do it. You can also do it outside in the garden. I also prefer walking meditation. Yes, in the morning, that's when I do my walking meditation, and I go into a meditative state. And so I would put meditation music as I walk. And so that 45 minutes that I walk, that is I'm walking, but I'm also doing meditation. It's very, very powerful.
I'm going to try that out. Okonji, we're only allowed to walk, what, between 6 and 9? You have to remember all of those things as well. Neps on Twitter says, thank you for a great show, man. I followed the meditation process, and it's brought me to tears. It's brought tears to my eyes, literally, and some sort of self-introspection, especially when the lady said, think of who you are becoming. And the podcast will be available, guys. So when the podcast is available, try this out. Then at least now you have someone to help instruct you on how to do it and what it is that you can do to get to that meditative space. Zahira, as we conclude, what are some of the benefits that employees and employers should also take into consideration when it comes to meditating?
It increases focus and less lengthened attention. So people who actually meditate are able to focus on complex things for a long time. You know, it manages, it decreases stress in the sense that it really, there's a place in our brain called the seat of the fear. So that organ, amygdala, it's found that it quiets down a lot. So that's how stress and anxiety is reduced. Also, there is kindness, loving meditation. I love that even for workplaces, because we need to bring more compassion in workplace. So just creating a compassionate, positive environment that helps. It reduces depression as well. So there's just a lot of benefits. Also, people that meditate are found to be much more positive as well. It increases memory and information processing. I love meditation because it also increases creativity. So when the research with the monks was done, they found that the right brain and the left brain actually coordinate. So there's a lot of aha moments, which means that's when you're getting your aha moments and you become creative, you know. So and your dopamine is increased. So it also helps with creativity. So there's just a whole lot of benefits that are being found out here.
If you were to advise a company, whether it is a small company or big company, on how to go about it, do you schedule it? Or do you just say that at the time when your employee feels that they'd love to just have a quiet moment to themselves, allow them that? Or do you schedule it?
I think if you are starting out, it's important to bring awareness and to educate people so that people can have a buy-in. And it works sometimes when you start in groups, and then people can now start doing it by themselves, you know. So it becomes a culture as well.
Yeah.
So, but employees can request that they want to just do it at any point in time. But if you really want to inculcate it into your culture, it is important that there are steps that you need to take to bring your employees to that state. Yeah.
Okay. And our advice to our listeners who are now watching, and most of them are obviously not at work and at home. Advice in terms of meditation and the group meditation that you're speaking about as well.
You know, if it's something that you can do, I would encourage that you do. I mean, I lead groups even online on WhatsApp on meditation.
And really?
Yes.
How does that work?
You know, I use other people's music and stuff, but there is, for example, we'll focus on abundance.
Yeah.
And we'll do meditation on abundance or manifestation. So we'll do it over 21 days. So there's a group of 20 that I'm currently leading on meditations, as an example. So the feedback that I'm getting on that and how the abundance is happening, how things within their finances and just life is opening up. So if you can do it alone, or you can look for a group, but it's something that, especially now when we're experiencing, you know, such uncertainty, that you can inculcate into your lifestyle. Yeah. First thing in the morning, integrate it into your walk, or in the evening,
okay,
or during lunchtime. Yeah.
Thank you so much for that, Zahira Light, Patudi, industrial psychologist. I hope that you guys enjoy that.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.